From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs, started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, this is the Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Vice President says optimize opportunity to expand shrimp market share. Indonesia records decline in deforestation in 2021 until 2022. I am Ahmad Faisal. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has called for all-out effort to increase Indonesia's shrimp market share and achieve the shrimp export target of $4.3 billion in 2024. According to Vice President Ma'ruf Amin at the Vanam Shrimp First Harvest event at the area-based shrimp cultivation pond in Kebumen, Central Java on Monday, the government must be able to optimize the precious opportunity. Indonesia is the third largest shrimp exporter in the world, just below Ecuador and India. He noted the archipelagic nation's shrimp market share is still stuck at around 6%. According to Amin, the transition of the COVID-19 status from pandemic to endemic has provided a momentum and an opportunity to the country to recover and strengthen its resilience in the fishery food sector, including by optimizing shrimp cultivation. The Indonesian Ministry of Environment and Forestry has registered a decline in deforested area in Indonesia in 2021 until 2022. As reported by Antara, Acting Director General of Forestry Planning and Environmental Management at the Ministry, Ruanda Sugardiman pointed out that during the period, the area under deforested land was 104,000 hectares. At media briefing on Monday, he informed that the figure was obtained based on the gross deforestation area of 119.4 thousand hectares minus the deforestation area of 15.4 thousand hectares. The Bali administration has said that tourism in the province has not been affected by the revocation of visa-free entry for tourists from 159 countries and the outbreak of rabies. So far, the Bali administration has not witnessed any problems that have hindered Bali's tourist visit. In fact, Bali is fully booked until August. This was pointed out by Bali Governor Wayan Koster after attending the plenary session of the Bali Regional People's Representative Council in Denpasar City on Monday. The government of Belitung District, Bangka Belitung Islands Province, will promote dozens of local micro, small, and medium enterprises or MSMEs at an ASEAN Blue Economy Ministerial Level Forum scheduled on 1st until 4th July 2023. The government of Belitung District will involve a limited number of Belitung's MSMEs actors at the upcoming ASEAN Blue Economy Forum. This was conveyed by Deputy Head of Belitung District Ishak Mayrobi in Tanjung Pandan on Monday after chairing the final meeting on the preparations for the forum. He also said that the international forum would provide an opportunity to local MSMEs to showcase and market their products. Let's move to the international news. The United States is providing up to $500 million in additional military aid for Ukraine, three U.S. officials tell VOA in a package that is expected to include 55 more Stryker and Bradley armor vehicles. As reported by VOA.com, one official who spoke to VOA on the condition of anonymity ahead of the package's expected release Tuesday said, the latest aid also includes munitions for Patriot surface-to-air missile systems, along with more rocket for Ukraine's high-mobility artillery rocket systems. Another official who spoke on the condition of anonymity told VOA the aid package would provide Ukraine with a large number of Bangalore torpedoes, explosive charges placed within connected tubes that can clear obstacles from the protected position. About 2 million pilgrims converged on the 10th city of Mina on Monday morning to begin the spiritual journey of a lifetime as the sacred pilgrimage of Hajj 1444 got underway. As reported by ArabNews.com, by evening the site reverberated to the sound of the pilgrims reciting Talbiyah, their prayer of intent to perform Hajj for the glory of Allah. Following the traditions of the Prophet Muhammad, the pilgrims spend their first day of the pilgrimage, called Tarawiyah Day, engaged in the supplications to make amends for their sins. They offered Zuhur, Asar, Maghrib, and Isha prayers, and overnight will make their final preparations before standing before God Wukuf on the plains of Mount Arafat on Tuesday. Vietnam and the Netherlands have pledged to work closely to make their comprehensive partnership more effective. As reported by VOVworld.vn, during talks in The Hague on Monday, Dutch Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Poverty Policy, Participation and Pensions Carola Schouten and Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister Tran Khong Ha agreed to strengthen the exchange of delegations at all levels and effectively implement the Vietnam-European Union Free Trade Agreement. Mr. Ha affirmed that Vietnam always attaches importance to the comprehensive partnership with the Netherlands. Schouten expressed her belief Ha's visit would contribute to further enhancing the framework of the strategic partnership on climate change adaptation and water management between the two countries. Well, listener, that was a newsline read by Ahmad Faisal.
So Here is today's commentary on Jakarta-Bandung High-Speed Train, a new chapter of the Indonesia's transportation world. I'm Dalat Pane. The world of Indonesian railways is entering a new chapter. After a long wait, the Jakarta-Bandung High-Speed Train, KCJB, was finally tested last Thursday. In addition to the over speed of 355 km per hour, the fast train also provides luxurious facilities and comfort as well as security for its passengers. KCJB is targeted to start operating on August 18, 2023. The Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, in his statement on Thursday said that later, the Jakarta-Bandung fast train would operate 68 times per day with an average of 600 passengers in one trip. KCJB, which has four stations, Halim Jakarta Station, Karawang Station, Padalarang Hub Station, and Tegal Luar Station, is present as a mode of transportation that is integrated with other modes of transportation. This transportation project is included in the National Strategic Project, PSN, which was built through the cooperation of Indonesia and China. According to the Corporate Communication Manager of PT Kereta Api Indonesia China, or KCIC, Emir Monti, this infrastructure is the first fast train in the Southeast Asia region with sophisticated technology. KCJB has started since January 21, 2016. Previously, the KCJB project plan was submitted by the government in July 2015. Initially, the project was targeted to be completed in 2018. However, this target was not achieved and continued to experience delays. Thus, the cost of building this infrastructure swelled by $1.2 billion, or around 18.2 trillion rupiahs. The Jakarta-Bandung high-speed train has indeed changed the face of the Indonesian railway world compared to several years ago, when the train was the people's preferred mode of transportation with cheap ticket prices and far from comfortable conditions. The condition of Indonesian trains is getting better and better, especially with the Jakarta-Bandung fast train, which is of course much more modern, faster and comfortable. The distance from Jakarta to Bandung is around 173 kilometers, which usually takes 3 to 4 hours, and now this can be shortened to just 32 minutes. Of course, this can save time and is the right choice for transportation users who need fast time to get to their destination. That's commentary.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia,
to the world.
Listener, we begin today in history with the event on 27th June 1947. General Sudirman was appointed as Indonesian Army Commander. On June 27, 1947, General Sudirman was appointed by President Soekarno as Commander of the Indonesian National Military, or TNI, in Yogyakarta. The history of Indonesian struggle for independence, Sudirman was the first and youngest commander and general of the Republic of Indonesia at the age of 31 years old. Despite suffering from severe pulmonary tuberculosis, he led the war to defend the independence of Indonesia. On 29 January 1950, General Sudirman passed away at the age of 34, and he was buried at the Kusuma Negara Heroes Cemetery in Semaki, Yogyakarta. Moving on to 27 June, Tajikistan's National Unity Day. Tajikistan separated from the Soviet Union in 1991. Later, in May 1992, a civil war began between various factions in Tajikistan, which lasted 5 years. On 27 June 1997, President Emomali Rahmon signed a peace agreement to end the civil war. The peace agreement is considered one of the most important historical documents in Tajikistan because it not only ended the war but also allowed Tajikistan to develop a more democratic politics. Until now, June 27th is celebrated as Tajikistan's National Unity Day and made a public holiday. We end with 27th June as the International Day of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises. International Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Day was marked by the declaration of the International Council for Small Business Conference in 2016 in the 74th plenary of the United Nations on April 6, 2017. The United Nations General Assembly designated June 27 as Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Day. The commemoration aims to raise awareness of the extraordinary contribution of micro, small and medium enterprises in achieving the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Andai aku bisa memutar waktu, aku tak ingin mengenalmu. Mengapa ada pertemuan itu yang membuat aku mencintai? Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, terus mengingatmu, memikirkanmu, semua tentang dirimu. Bagaimana kalau aku tidak baik-baik saja, tak seperti kamu yang mampu tanpa. Bagaimana? Mungkin kini kau bersama yang lain,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia Halt Internship Program for Timor Leste. Indonesia provides a capacity building program in the form of an internship for 30 East Timorese civil servants in the national ministries or agencies supporting ASEAN sectoral bodies. This program is part of Indonesia's chair in ASEAN in 2023 and is a form of support for Timor-Leste's membership in ASEAN. It will take place in the period of June until November 2023, aiming to increase the understanding of the Timor-Leste civil servants regarding ASEAN mechanisms, work procedures, decision-making processes, and organizational structures through direct involvement in various activities and meetings organized by Indonesia as chair of ASEAN 2023. Participants are Timor-Leste civil servants who have passed the selection process from various ministries or institutions in the three pillars: political, security, economy, and socio-culture. In the early part of the program, they underwent a series of orientation and familiarization within the Directorate General of ASEAN Cooperation and the Directorate General of Asia Pacific and Africa, Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, including meetings and direct listening to presentations with officials in second echelon unit. In addition, on 13th June 2023 and 22nd June 2023, the Timor-Leste apprentices also made a courtesy call to the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs Director General of ASEAN Cooperation, Sidarto Suryodipuro, who provided an in-depth understanding of Indonesia's experience in playing a central role in ASEAN. He also said on how to manage coordination across ministries and institutions at the national level to support this role at the regional level. Sidarto also briefly shared information related to the important functions and roles played by the ASEAN National Secretariat. In addition to obtaining substantive information within the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the participants also received briefing on the ASEAN mechanism by visiting and meeting officials at the ASEAN Secretariat and the Indonesian Permanent Representative in ASEAN from 13th until 21st June. After the orientation and familiarization ended, the participants were distributed to various ministries or agencies supporters of the ASEAN sectoral bodies to carry out internship according to a predetermined schedule. At the end of the internship period, the participants will make several recommendations as a result of the program, which will be implemented in Timor-Leste as part of roadmap for Timor-Leste's full membership in ASEAN. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Bagai langit dan bumi yang tak pernah sealam, bagai hitam dan putih yang tak pernah sewarna. Hanya kita yang merasakannya, belajar melepaskan dirinya, walau setengahku bersamanya. Ku yakin kita kan terbiasa. bagai air dan api yang tak pernah senyawa, bagai timur dan barat yang tak pernah searah, belajar melepaskan dirinya walau setengahku bersamanya.
Indonesia.
VOI listener, when you travel to Magelang, Central Java, Indonesia, please try to taste various culinary specialties. There is kupat tahu, which is already a legendary. It's a rice cake with tofu bean curd. There is also a dish, namely nasi lesah, which at a first glance looks and tastes like soup, but it contains coconut milk. Coconut milk makes the nasi lesah tasty and delicious. In addition, if you buy soup, it will definitely be served in a bowl. However, nasi lesah is simply served on a plate. Nasi lesah is a rice mix with bean sprouts, vermicelli, sliced marinated tofu, chicken, green onions, and celery. Then it is poured with hot coconut milk soup. The spices used are shallots, turmeric, salt, and selected spices. Using native free-range chicken meat, nasi lesah dish has a savory flavor blended with coconut milk sauce. You can add side dishes such as tempe mendoan bean cake, stuffed tofu, and also kerupuk or crackers as a companion for eating nasi lesah. The aroma of coconut milk mixed with soto or aromatic soup spices can be smelled when the rice is ready to serve. The broth is yellowish in color, but it's more cloudy. Coconut milk is not too thick, but this is precisely what makes mixing it with other spices so good. You can sip the yellow sauce when it's hot. You can really taste the spices of coriander and pepper, mixed with the savory coconut milk. Listener, this dish is usually enjoyed at night, but now, nasi lesah can be enjoyed in the morning as a breakfast menu. In Magelang, it's not difficult to find a portion of nasi lesah. The price is around 8,000 to 10,000 rupiah or less than $1 per portion. Then there are also additional side dishes such as krecek, from jackfruit, claws, stewed chicken, fried eggs, boiled eggs, tofu, tempeh, quail egg satay, and shellfish. All the side dishes are sold from 1,000 to 4,000 rupiah, or again, it's less than $1. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Oh, Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, a program which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Berwisata di Sawah Lunto. Berwisata di Sawah Lunto, or traveling in Sawah Lunto. Next, we'll be listening to a conversation entitled Sama Historis Dengan, which means as historical as. This conversation takes place between Chris Josh Robinson, a vlogger from Australia and a female tour guide in Sawah Lunto City. She tells Chris about the history of the Ombilin coal mine town. Chris listens curiously. Let's listen to their conversation.
Stasiun kereta api pengangkut batubara di tambang batubara Ombilin ini sangat bersejarah.
Situs tambang ini sama historis dengan tambang batubara Wallonia di Belgia. Begitu menurut brosur ini.
Betul, itulah istimewanya.
After listening to the conversation, I will provide vocabulary related to today's material, sama historis dengan, which means as historical as. I will say the words slowly twice each and you can repeat after me. Situs, which means site. Tambang, which means mine. Sama historis dengan, which means as historical as. Tambang batubara, which means coal mine. Situs tambang ini sama historis dengan tambang batubara Wallonia di Belgia. Situs tambang ini sama historis dengan tambang batubara Wallonia di Belgia. Which means this mining site is as historical as the Wallonia coal mine in Belgium. Stasiun, which means station. Kereta api, which means train. Pengangkut, which means carrier. Bersejarah, which means historic. Brosur, which means brochure. Istimewa, which means special. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, situs tambang ini sama historis dengan tambang batu bara Wallonia di Belgia. Situs tambang ini sama historis dengan tambang batu bara Wallonia di Belgia. Which means this mining site is as historical, as the Wallonia coal mine in Belgium. In that speech, there is an expression sama historis dengan, which means the same or as historical as, which compares the historical privileges between the Ombilin mine site and the Wallonia mine site. To express a comparison between two things that are the same, you can use the expression sama, adjective, which means the same, followed by preposition dengan, which means as, between the two things being compared. Thus, sama dengan means the same as. Other examples. Let's listen to other examples of expression to compare two things that are the same. Sama tua dengan, which means as old as. Chris sama umurnya dengan Sorta Uli, which means Chris is the same age as Sorta Uli. Sama tinggi dengan, which means the same height as. Chris sama tinggi dengan ayahnya, which means Chris is the same height as his father. The Ombilin coal mine in Sawah Lunto was designated by UNESCO as a World Heritage Site in 2019. Previously, Borobudur and Prambanan temples were designated as World Heritage Sites in 1991. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, For more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Stasiun kereta api pengangkut batubara di tambang batubara Ombilin ini sangat bersejarah.
Situs tambang ini sama historis dengan tambang batubara Walonia di Belgia. Begitu menurut brosur ini.
Betul, itulah istimewanya.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Berwisata di Sawah Lunto. Berwisata di Sawah Lunto or Traveling in Sawah Lunto and a conversation sama historis dengan which means as historical as. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian. We will meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Perjalanan membawamu bertemu denganku. Ku bertemu kamu. Sepertimu yang ku cari, konon aku juga seperti yang kau cari. Ku kira kita asam dan garam, dan kita bertemu di belanga. Kisah yang ternyata tak seindah itu. Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kasih sayangmu membekas, redam kini sudah, pijar istimewa. Entah apa maksud dunia tentang ujung cerita kita tak bersama. Semoga rindu ini menghilang, konon katanya waktu sembuhkan. Akan adakah lagi yang sepertimu? Kukira kita akan bersama, begitu banyak yang sama, latarmu dan latarku. Kukira takkan ada kendala, kukira ini kan mudah, kau aku jadi kita. Kau melanjutkan perjalananmu, ku melanjutkan perjalananku. Kukira kita akan bersama. Hati-hati di jalan.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Dumai Berseri by Dahlia Wahyuni. The song Dumai Berseri was composed by Nelly Ari. According to the title, the song tells about Dumai, a city in Riau province. Its lyrics describe that Dumai is a clean, beautiful, shining city and has people who live together side by side. Through the lyrics, the song also invites people working together to make the city of Dumai as Pengantin Berseri City. Pengantin is an abbreviation of pelabuhan, perdagangan, wisata, and industry, or in English means port, trade, tourism, and industry. While Berseri is bersih, semarak, rukun, and indah, or in English means clean, lively, harmonious, and beautiful. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Dumai Berseri by Dahlia Wahyuni. Enjoy!